Hi, Ron. We wrapped up day one on the Kansas Wheat Tour, and tonight are in Colby, Kansas. My route went through central Kansas today. We went through Saline, Ottawa, and Lincoln counties early this morning. The wheat we saw around Saline County looked like it would have great yield potential. Our estimates on some fields in that area showed possibilities of 58 bushels per acre. We saw two crops out there today. Earlier planted wheat from September 16th to October 16th, and then the later planted wheat from October 16th to November 25th. The earlier planted wheat looks to have good yield potential. The later planted wheat was struggling in some areas. We just did not have the tiller growth on the later planted wheat. Estimates on the later planted wheat we saw today had yields in the ranges of 28 to 34 bushels. Estimates on earlier planted wheat had yields in the range as high as 59 bushels. A lot of the earlier wheat is already headed out in Ottawa and Lincoln counties. We also saw wheat partially headed out in areas of western Kansas around Hill City and Hoxie. I think both in Kansas and Oklahoma, a lot of producers felt like the crop was 2 to 3 weeks behind schedule. That was 2 weeks ago. But with the warmer weather and longer days, it seems like we were catching up to a normal schedule for harvesting. We did see some minimal rust issues along with some powdery mildew in central Kansas. But we did see a lot of nitrogen-deficient wheat, especially where double cropping occurred here today. The average yield for day one of the Kansas crop tour compared to last year, this day we had 213 stops with an average yield of 40.7 bushels per acre. Last year we had 215 stops with an average of 41.3 bushels per acre. So the estimates are basically the same as they were last year on day one, just about a half a bushel difference. I think we will see some good-looking wheat tomorrow in Scott City and Liberal, and also as we get on into the panhandle of Oklahoma. I think we had some shock with today's estimates. The growing conditions have been very favorable with a little bit of adequate moisture all year. However, with a lot of the later planted wheat, we just kept seeing nitrogen deficiency, especially on the double-cropped land. And also, root systems on plants seem to be more shallow. So I think when nitrogen was applied into the soil, possibly the root just did not pick it up from those applications where the root systems were shallower. Overall, we still have good predictions for this year. Just I don't know that it's going to be necessarily the bumper crop that a lot of people were anticipating seeing. I think we will see good wheat as we do move forward tomorrow and look forward to coming down into Oklahoma. We will keep you posted on how day two goes tomorrow and look forward to discussing Oklahoma's crop estimate that will be announced later today at the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Meetings.